Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong, in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen. See what you think.
Binary Beer is a new tech startup working out of iAccelerate at the Innovation Campus. We've been around for nearly 9 months now.
Michael Burton feels like he's onto a winner, and so do some of the world's major brewers. His idea to create a smart keg, one that can remotely report its location, its temperature, and how full it is, has never been done before anywhere in the world.
Although there was a great market for it, this was an enormous problem that's going out through the entire beer industry, where beer kegs, especially in the craft beer industry, are just running out, and it can take days before a replacement beer arrives. And if you look under the surface, it's actually more complicated, where sometimes the opposite happens when you have too many beers sitting around for too long, and then the beer isn't as fresh as it could be. So that's where this whole project came around. Now we're monitoring the kegs to make sure we know where they are and how the beer is being stored, and we can guarantee the quality of the beer and also ensure the reliable flow of the beer, which is why we say hashtag keep the beer flowing.
And this is where the students come in. Michael Burton himself was a student of the University of Wollongong. He studied electronics and computer science and graduated in 2005. He enjoys the process of studying, and so he's working with a team of five final year IT and computer science students, led by this man, James Rule.
It was actually a last minute addition to the project group. They give you a huge list and you sort of try and grab them, say why you want to do the projects. The one we wanted got snapped up nearly instantly, so we're sort of looking through them all. And then at the final lecture, where you had to pick your project, Michael's one randomly got added, and it was called Binary Beer. Hashtag keep the beer flowing. So we thought, well, we have to do that one. So during the lecture, the second it got announced, we all whacked together an email and then put together a little submission thing and sent it all off there and then to try and grab it, because it just sounded way more fun. Getting to work with beer was great, but also because it was an Internet of Things project and there was no other options for Internet of Things then.
And this is where the Smart Infrastructure Facilities Digital Living Lab comes in. This is a network of low-frequency radio receivers set up in mid-2017 to cover Wollongong. The LoRaWAN network is the perfect vehicle for many applications that need to transmit small packets of data, perfect, in fact, for an idea like smart kegs.
There's an open network called the Things Network, which is publicly accessible. So there's a website you can go on, you can see all the gateways, you create your own endpoint, if you will, and then you can set up devices to talk to that massive network of shared devices. So it's like if you could connect to every single person's Wi-Fi and then use the connection from that. But LoRa is much slower, but because we only need to send a teensy bit of data, it's fine. So it works really well.
And now we'll bring back Michael Burton, who's a big fan of the Digital Living Lab.
So that's where LoRaWAN, being this free open network where we can just put these sensors on the kegs and we don't have to provision all these SIM cards and contracts to keep them running, it's a real game changer.
So what do smart kegs actually do? And why are they attracting so much interest from the world's biggest brewers such as Heineken and Anheuser-Busch? Here's James Rule.
If we notice that a certain keg's been very hot for very long and maybe it's a dark beer, well, you probably don't want to keep that. We'll come and grab it. Send you another one. It's sort of an automatic thing. Alternatively, it might be you've had three kegs sitting here for a while, you're not planning to use two. We'll take these two, send them to another bar that does need them, and then when you do need them, we'll come and stock you back up again. And then once you've been with a bar for a certain amount of time, you know their buying habits, you know their trends, you know that on Australia they get absolutely hammered on this particular type of beer. So your system hopefully will just be able to say, you should order more of this beer, or it just orders it for you.
The biggest technical challenge has been to find a way to measure volume. Michael Burton's first idea was to 3D print sensing legs to the bottom of the keg, a bit like sticking a bathroom scale on the bottom to measure the mass. He soon realised this would never work.
But when the students went out and researched how kegs are treated in the real world, they brought back photos of how kegs are dropped off trucks, or stories of how they can be dropped through manholes onto a tire, and they really get bashed around. And we realized very quickly that wasn't going to work. So then the tech got a little bit trickier. We had to find a way to determine how much beer is left without using load cells, which is the traditional way of doing it.
And this is where the team got particularly innovative, by using a piece of equipment that was never designed for the role.
It's funny because when you look at a keg, you can tap it and you can hear that keg's empty. Like, just from the sound of it, a human can tell a lot of this. And that's where artificial neural networks popped into the game, where we realized that if a human can be trained to learn what an empty keg sounds like, then let's train computers to do that as well, which is one of the branches of technology that the students are working on right now.
So the students are working on machine learning, where a sensor learns how full a keg is by the sound of a tap of a relay switch on the metal.
Relays aren't designed for this at all. It's just inherent in the way they work. They have a little electromagnet that pulls a little tab, and it makes a clicking sound when it engages or disengages. So that's a really nice small impulse that's very quick, and then it leaves a resounding sound echoing through the keg that we can then analyse to figure out the fill level.
And although the concept only began in 2016, it's already been named one of the top 10 startups in Australia and one of the top 17 Australian projects for the Internet of Things.
All of the signs say that this is a really cool project and it's got good legs.
Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.